Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is National Mental Health Awareness Month. Dr. Bal Nandra is a name that you've heard many times on WGN, and he's been a frequent guest here, too. Doc, welcome back to the studios. How are you?
It's great to be here, John. Thanks for having me again.
I wonder why they pick May as National Mental Health Awareness Month. Any particular reason why May is the one?
That's a good question. I'm not 100% sure. I do know that Mental Health Awareness Month began back in 1949.
Oh, no kidding.
And in general, it's just a time to, you know, literally raise awareness about mental health, to reduce stigma, to provide support, and to help people in need and let them know that there is help available.
I wonder if, you know, the reason I ask is because I wonder if it is cyclical, like maybe December would be a month where people go through all sorts of emotional things. There's a lot of pressure at the end of the year for a variety of reasons. So maybe that would be a mental health awareness month, too.
Agreed.
But probably the pandemic. What have you seen over the last 15 months? Has there been an increase in patients for your treatment centers?
There actually has, especially in the past, I would say, 4 to 5, 6 months. I think as the pandemic kind of began to wind down, people were more comfortable leaving their shells, coming out and asking for help.
Well, that's interesting, because they may have been suffering all along, but only now do they feel comfortable to seek help.
Many people did, and a lot of our older patients who'd been around for a while, you know, all of a sudden now 6 or 8 months later, they're popping up, and they've suffered as a result of not being treated for so long.
Dr. Bal Nandra is the founder and medical director at IV Solution and Ketamine Centers of Chicago. So you are still administering ketamine to your patients.
Agreed. Yes. It's working amazing.
What percentage of them are for psychological trauma and physical trauma? Would you break it down that way?
Mental illness versus pain? I would say far way over 90% is still for depression, PTSD, anxiety, bipolar, things like this. Huh. A smaller percentage for chronic pain treatment.
You know, that was my nephew. He had chronic pain treatment.
Exactly.
Saw you, and amazing things happened as a result, but he would have been the exception to the rule then.
Yes, exactly.
The rule is maybe sitting next to you right now. Christina, welcome to the studio. How are you?
Hi there. I'm great. How are you?
So you are a patient of Dr. Nandra's?
I am.
How long have you been?
Since September, so a little under a year.
Yeah. For what? And by the way, I would not have asked you any of these questions unless we all had agreed that this is a conversation we want to have on the radio. So pardon our prying, but thank you for your candor and telling us your story. Since September, for what?
Absolutely. I've been a patient of Dr. Nandra since September for depression.
Yeah. Was that something that you knew you were struggling with? And if so, for how long?
Oh, yeah. I've struggled with depression since I was about 16, maybe a little bit before that, but it's been an uphill battle.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 25.
And was it getting worse every year?
You know, there were ups and downs, and I think that's important to remember about depression and mental health is that there are ups and downs, but
I wonder if you or your parents knew that it's depression, you're suffering depression. All 16-year-olds go through all kinds of things. So when do we know that it's just normal, and when do we know that it's something that we need to address?
Mm-hmm. I think there was a big shift in my persona. I wasn't myself anymore. I'm very lucky to have the parents that I do to recognize that. And, you know, they sent me to a doctor right away, and it was, in fact, depression, and I think there's a difference between regular 16-year-old stuff and the heaviness of depression and the way that it truly changes you.
How did it change you?
I had really no joy. I couldn't really feel pain either. It wasn't just I was always sad. I just was empty and numb.
Hmm. And, you know, a lot of people under those circumstances then take to either abusive actions or self-medication. Now they're taking drugs or alcohol or things like that. Did it manifest itself for you in those ways?
No abusive ways like that. You know, I did go on medication for that. And for a lot of people, that helps. And that's what they need.
It didn't help you, the medication you were on?
Not in the way that it needed to. Not in any profound way.
Yeah.
And a lot of them didn't help at all. A lot of them made things worse. But overall, no, nothing really helped very
much. There
you
were, still depressed. What are you hearing when she tells that story, Dr. Nandra?
I mean, it's amazing to see where we began in September and where Christina is now. And you could literally just see her personality come alive throughout the course of the treatments and now in her maintenance. She's literally a different human being. And it's very emotional for all of us and the staff to see these things happen. And it's very, very rewarding.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, it's transformative. You notice that. You feel that too.
All the time. Every day. And I never get sick of it. It never gets old to see the transformations.
So you had your first treatment in September?
Yes.
Okay, so that was half a year ago. What was that like? Or was it only until you reached a critical mass of ketamine in your system did you start to notice a difference?
I think I started to notice a difference after my third infusion, and I told Dr. Nandra, like, I don't know if it's the ketamine, but, like, I went for a run, and, like, I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm smiling. He's like, it's the ketamine. That's what it is. And
really?
It's what ketamine has allowed me is to, you know, become the person that I've always been, but this depression just holds you back from that so heavily.
You strike me, only because I've known you for about 15 minutes now, but I met you in the green room before, and now we're all watching you in the studio. You are a radiant person. It's hard for me to imagine you being anything but the smiling person that you've come across as.
Yeah, it's kind of emotional for me, too, to think back at that. And, you know, throughout the course of this, I've given myself a lot more grace and I've been more patient with myself. But it's hard to remember that I was always really happy when I was little. I wasn't always this depressed, numb, non-feeling person. But now I remember that I am this way, and ketamine's shown me that. So I'm so thankful for that, that I am who I'm supposed to be now.
So you go out for that run. Your parents probably flipped, right?
They're yes.
Like, oh, my God, she's coming
yes.
back.
My parents definitely noticed a difference.
Yeah. And then what was the fourth treatment like?
You know, after that, because I did have the hesitant, like, is it actually working? And Dr. Andrew was like, yes, it is. Yeah. Just trust the process. And after that, I was like, okay, now I actually feel a difference. And, you know, right after, you're a little bit sleepy, but the next day it's like, okay, let's get after this. You know, you got to take that upward spiral that you have from the treatment and just keep going with it.
How many treatments have you had then?
Probably, I'm thinking maybe a dozen.
Yeah.
Christina's now, I mean, her maintenance has been great. She's literally coming in every 6 to 8 weeks for a maintenance treatment. So she's really held well too. In other words, ketamine's really kept her symptoms at bay, and she's not on taking any medications.
I was just going to ask, you don't take any other meds then?
Mm-mm.
And do you do a counseling or anything else, or it's just ketamine and running and living your life now, huh?
You know, I think therapy is very important for everyone. I do talk to someone, and whether you have some serious mental health issues or not, I think it's so helpful and good for everyone.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, really, I think if the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that finding somebody you trust and, unburdening yourself with whatever's bothering you is probably an important mental health tool that we have neglected our whole lives.
Absolutely.
And now we're either dysfunctional because we haven't done that, or we're doing it more and we realize how helpful it can be. What's the science behind the ketamine, doctor? What does that do?
Well, so ketamine is a drug that's, you know, a good half a century old, okay? So it was initially developed as an anesthetic drug in the 70s, and it blocks a completely different receptor in the brain called the NMDA receptor, and it works with a neurotransmitter called glutamate. So a different, entirely different system in the brain, and that's what's really the novel approach to it, and the fact that ketamine actually stimulates physical changes and growth of new nerve elements and synapses in your brain. So it's, in a way, it's actually, I like to think of it as healing your brain over time. So it's more than just a short-term fix.
How long are the treatments then? How long does somebody typically go to see you?
Well, you know, after the initial course of 6 treatments, you know, done over a few weeks, patients come in for maintenance. And, you know, people tend to spread out maintenance over time. Some people tend to have to come in pretty consistently, indefinitely. Other people, you tend to be able to stretch it out more and more over time.
Well, do you cure people of their depression or their PTSD?
You know, dare I say it, but I have.
You have
cured some. I wouldn't say it's a large majority, but it's a possibility.
Right. And so some patients don't need to come back. Some are on a maintenance program.
Agreed. Yes, that's true.
You're on a maintenance program. And it doesn't seem like a burden to you. I mean, it's just this is the routine. This is your life now, right?
Mm-hmm. And if you think about all the other things that I'd have to be doing if I didn't have ketamine, it's, you know, going to the store to pick up a prescription or, you know, taking the time to get those refilled. And it's just...
Well, now that you mention it. And besides, this really does seem to be, I won't say curative, but you sure do seem to be back to maybe what you were like as a 15-year-old version of yourself before you began to notice.
Exactly.
One last thing. Do either of you have a thumb on what caused it for you or what causes it for people generally? Do you know how you found yourself going into that spiral?
The spiral of depression?
Yeah.
I think, I mean, I'm not a doctor. We have one right here, so I can't say the... Like,
you can't put your finger on some and say that was the day or that was the event. And maybe that's the nature of depression, right? That's mental health.
So it's a combination of a variety of things. There can be genetic links in your family. Also, we do know that, you know, childhood and early adult traumas and things like this can definitely predispose people to mental illness later in life. You know, we're finding out that there's a higher incidence of mental illness in the LGBTQ community. There's PTSD obviously is usually an event related trauma that then causes PTSD and also depression. So it's very multifactorial, you know, and even COVID, you know, we've now seen through some pretty massive studies that upwards of 30% of COVID survivors, are now being diagnosed with a mental illness, either anxiety or depression, typically, you know, since in the last, you know, 6 or so months. So COVID has actually caused some of the issues with this too.
Well, I just want to say this. We have to end this conversation now, but I'm really happy, Christina, for your family. And I'm happy for you. And it's nice to meet you because, as I said a moment ago, you have a beaming face. I guess you've been told that before, but you just seem like such a cheerful person. It's easy to be happy around you. And if that wasn't you all along, then I'm happy for you and your family that you've rediscovered that version of yourself.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, nice to meet you. And by the way, Dr. Nandra's website is ChicagoIVSolutions.com, ChicagoIVSolutions.com. It's National Mental Health Awareness Month. Both of you, thanks for coming into our studio.
Yeah, I just want to say really quick, too, we are offering a special for Mental Health Awareness Month, which will run actually to the end of next month. So feel free to call our office. We'll give you details. We want to help as many people as we can. And remember, you are not alone, and that's what Mental Health Awareness Month is all about.
Well put.